amazing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Thanks be to God who gives us the victory in Christ Jesus. Do you feel victorious? We know that we cannot be led by feelings, but by faith, to believe in that which is not seen. To see the victory, to see God moving in our lives, and He is moving when we're reaching out for Him, when we're seeking the face of God, when I seek His presence, when I delight myself in Him. Surely He shall give me the desires of my heart and give you the desires of your heart when you put Him first in your life. Never the tail, but always the head. He's calling us from victory to victory. We cannot go by how we feel or what others say or even what we think, but looking to the Word of God and knowing that He works all things together for good for those that love Him and are called according to His Word. We know that for this reason was the Son of God made manifest to destroy the works of the evil one. And He has given us the ability and the authority to take control over those powers of darkness and even the spirit of unbelief within our own life, that we can go on and win the high calling in Christ Jesus as we seek His face, and that we would know the goodness of God in the land of the living, not just struggling along, not just wallowing in self-pity or defeat and all the what-ifs that seem to come up in our mind, but pressing on and keeping our eyes upon Him. Whatever you're believing for, whether it be healing, whether it be a job, whether it be a house, an apartment, things in this life, not to concentrate on what our needs are, but to concentrate on Him, to seek Him. Reading from Genesis 14th chapter, 20th verse, "Blessed be God Most High who has delivered your enemies into your hand." Psalm 20 verse 5. May we shout for joy over your victory, and in the name of our God set up our banners. Psalm 44, 5-8. For it is only by your power and through your name we tread down our enemies. I do not trust my weapons. They could never save me. Only you can give us the victory over those who hate us. My constant boast is in God. I can never thank you enough. What is the enemy of your soul? Fear, unbelief, doubt. All those things that when we were a tiny child, we did not have. Watching a little one about 2 years old just to see the joy, quite self-centered and maybe saying no to almost everything. And hopefully, as we grow to be an adult, we'll stop saying no. Some of us need to repent of the two-year-old within us. That's still very stubborn. But another virtue of being two is the world is just open to you. You have such an adventurous mind. Those things of terrible guilt and rejection and pain hopefully are not in the two-year-old, but there is a joy, an excitement over a new balloon. Even a box is exciting at Christmas, never mind the toy. Every day is a new day in exploring, even grass and bugs and little flowers and butterflies and maybe even a mouse a little child could be excited about. That spirit of adventure. And oh, you know, the Lord calls us to be as little children. Little children are optimistic. Every day, a new adventure. Every place, a new experience. Because they are not damaged by the spirit of this world as we have been damaged. And the Lord wants to restore us to that place of expectancy, that place to believe that all things are possible in Him and that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, knowing He is the author and finisher of our faith, that childlike expectancy that if God be for us, who can be against us? And that He is working in our lives as we've offered our bodies as a living sacrifice to Him to work out His divine destiny in each one of us, to be open, to walk victoriously, not to be defeated by our past experiences, by fear of failure, even the fear of succeeding, because if I do succeed, am I going to carry it out? So therefore, many times we defeat ourselves so that we will not get the job that we want, because if I get the job, I'm going to fail. So therefore, if I don't get it, I won't fail. So that fear of failure, and we do this in relationships too, we'll sabotage a relationship with someone that we really love because we don't want to be rejected. So therefore, we'll reject someone else. Oh, who's going to deliver us from that circle of sin and death? Thanks be to God through Christ Jesus. God has made us very complex, but He knows every thought in our mind, and we were made in His image and likeness. But being made in His image and likeness also gives us so many possibilities as we join with Him in His plan for our life. Psalm 98:1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have gotten Him victory. It's wonderful to be on the side of God, not fighting against Him, but fighting with Him. And He joins forces with us as we yield our will. As we're led by the Spirit of God, He goes before us and He prepares a place for us in the presence of our enemies. He restores our soul. He has such wonderful, wonderful plans for us. I have met the enemy and he is me. Have you ever thought that looking in the mirror? Sometimes we do know we're fighting against the powers of darkness, for the Word tells us that. But many times we're fighting against our own flesh, our own ideas, the me in me, the willfulness in me. Not only the doubts and the fears, but our own stubbornness, that we decide what we're going to do, and we're trusting the arm of the flesh, we're trusting in ourselves instead of in Him. We're called to be led by the Spirit of God, for those are the sons of God who are led by the Spirit of God. And how can I know if I'm led by His Spirit into the victory? Number one, I have to put down my own agenda, my thoughts. Now I know that God works in us to will and to do, and He gives us a dream and a vision, for without a dream or a vision, my people perish. So He imparts something within us that causes us to go towards that vision, that dream that He has. But if I, in my own stubbornness, pursue to put something beyond His will or out of His time frame, I'm going to be very disappointed. And many have done this, running ahead of God, we call it. Not to run ahead and not to lag behind. His burden is easy, His yoke is light. And I think of two oxen going down with the yoke on them, and surely if they're pulling in the opposite direction to where there's lead, there's going to be some chafing around the neck. There's going to be some bruises here. And many times I wonder, when we're going through a difficult time in life, if we're not fighting against the Spirit of God, we have decided to go our own way and we're missing the mark. To be quiet and hear the still small voice of God. To listen.
Stirs me within.
Hearing the voice of God will sustain you as it has sustained me. I was on a trip to Europe and doing what I believed was the Lord's business. And when I got off at the airplane, at the airport, my husband met me and he gave me some very grievous news about the health of one of my children. Very serious. And I listened. And the Lord said to me, "A bruised reed I will not break." And that scripture sustained me through many months. Reading from Matthew 12th chapter, 18th and 20th verse. "Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, with whom my soul is well pleased. He will not break a bruised reed or quench a smoldering wick till he brings justice to victory." And I thank God that he did bring the situation to victory. But hearing that still small voice carried me through, as I know that when you have heard or when you will hear his voice, he will carry you through. But to have that expectancy that God does speak to his church, he wants to communicate with his children. As he walked with Adam and Eve in the garden, He wants to bring us back. Because we have been delivered from the curse of the law, the fall in the garden, and the Father, through the precious Holy Spirit, wants to bring back fellowship, that we can hear His voice and that we can walk in the victory because we're at one-ment with Him. We're one with Him. We're His children. And He wants us to be victorious. Reading from 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, 54 to 57. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O death, where is thy sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. When we sin, well, you know what the word says, the wages of sin are death. But when we choose to walk towards Jesus, when we choose to obey the word of God, not in the legalistic sense, but because our heart is turned towards the King, because His word becomes part of who we are, we're not only reading the word, but we become the word because the commandments of God are written on our hearts. In the Holy of Holies, the Ten Commandments were within that box that was wood covered over with gold. But that was a shadow of when the Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us. And we know that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are within us. Surely they will bring us to the victory. Romans 8:37. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. John 16:33. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus Christ became flesh and walked the walk. He learned obedience by the things that He suffered. And He overcame, and He was the pattern son to show us that we could have victory in this world. But Jesus, He was always watching the Father. He never did anything He didn't see His Father do, because He walked in the Spirit. He saw in the Spirit, oh God, that we would know You in the spirit realm. Jesus heard His Father's voice. When He walked away to pray, He listened. He was aware that Father was speaking to Him. Well, Father's speaking to us, His children, too. And sometimes we have to just get ourselves away and be very quiet to hear that still small voice, not as a loud thunder. But I have to be quiet before Him, and He will lead me and guide me in all truth. Jesus, He is the light of the world. He is the Word made flesh who dwelt among us. That when I read His Word, it's just not written words, but those words are alive. And as I act upon His Word, as I believe His promise, as I seek His face, I truly do have the victory. Because God is not a man that He should lie. We tell stories. God never does. But as we stop telling stories, as we start living the truth, walking in the truth, walking in reality, seeing reality and speaking it, the more I can believe the word of God. Because I've taken that log out of my eye, I can see more clearly. And I can believe the King.
By His word, I have no fear in me. By His word, death cannot swallow me. By His word, I have prosperity. By His word, sickness can't dwell in me. by His word, I walk in victory by His word. I've been set free by His name. I have no fear in me by His name. Death cannot swallow me by His name. I have prosperity by His name. Sickness can't dwell in me by His name. I walk in victory by His name. I've been set free by His blood. I have no fear in me by His blood. Death cannot swallow me by His blood. Prosperity by His blood. Sickness can't dwell in me by His blood. I walk in victory by His blood. I've been set free by His word. I have no fear in me by His word. Death cannot swallow me by His word.
John 5, verses 4 and 5. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you really believe that Jesus is the Son of God, not just in your mind, but in your heart? It's that faith. And then believing that when you ask Him into your heart and give Him your whole life, that He will truly rule and reign. As you allow Him to, not just to be your Savior, but your healer. He is your Redeemer. He is your hiding place, our high tower. And the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth and bring everything we need to know to remembrance. He is our counselor. He's our teacher. Sanctifier. All we have to do is listen and obey. To believe that He speaks to us. To believe that He guides us. And then to follow through. Trusting that He loves us. I can't really give rulership over of my life or lordship over, because if Jesus isn't reigning, I'm reigning and I'm sitting on the throne, unless I really trust Him and I really know that He loves me. And His word tells me that His very nature, God is love. He who loveth not knoweth not God. That His very nature is love. And that He really has my best interest at heart. And when we yield to Him, yield to the King, He'll lead us into the victory. Despite the circumstance, despite what everything looks like, that He will work all things together for good. And we need to extend our faith and to believe that He's in the midst of the storm, He's in the midst of the fire, and that we can walk through both the water and the fire and come out unscratched. Because the King is with us and is leading us into the ultimate victory. We're called to be overcomers. Revelation 3:21, He who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Isn't that impressive? That God has so many plans for us on the other side of the veil as we overcome in this life to rule and reign with him. I don't quite understand everything I read, but it sounds wonderful. He tells us that every tear will be wiped away. He has so many wonderful plans for his children on the other side of the veil as well as on this side. To agree with the voice of God, to agree with the word of God. In the natural, man fights for the victory. We go to war. We get into arguments, quarrels, bad words. And yet the word tells us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual, to the tearing down of strongholds, that we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities in high places. So to win the victory, it's just the opposite of the natural world. We're told to forgive, and God tells us that vengeance is His. His word tells us to bless our enemies, to do good to those that despitefully use us. Oh, how much the opposite to the way we would act in the natural. Our very nature is to retaliate. Our very nature is to yell, to hold hostility and anger and wrath. And yet he tells us that he'll bring us into peace and joy in his kingdom as we follow his instructions. God loves us with an amazing love, and he wants to restore us, body, soul, and spirit, to come into the fullness that he has for us. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Believe it and receive it. God loves you, and I do too.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.